This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Now here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Terry. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was 701.5, down 15.25. September corn, 545.5, down 15.25. December corn, 509.25, down 17.75. July soybeans were 1563.25, down 38. August soybeans, 1429, down 43. November soybeans, 1257.25, down 33.5. July wheat was 675.5, down 3.75. September wheat, 681, down 2. And December wheat, 693.75, down 2.75. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Friday afternoon with corn and soybean values sharply lower. Technical trading at the Board of Trade and profit-taking weakened corn and soybean futures. Cash prices were also sharply lower due to the lower futures values and weaker basis for both corn and soybean bids. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 12 to 16 cents lower at 668 to 689, while soybean bids ended sharply lower on Friday at $15 to 1534. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 21 to 25 cents lower at 675 to 691, and soybean bids were sharply lower at 1534. To 1551. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mostly 11 to 15 cents lower at 674 to 693. Soybean bids were sharply lower at 1541 to 1579, and the wheat prices down 2 to 3 cents at 655 to 671. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were sharply lower on Friday, ranging from 1529 to 1569. Basis also sharply lower today, ranging from 100 to 140 over the August. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $532.90 to $540.90, which was down $15.10 to $17.10 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 20 to 35 cents at $6.90 to $7.05, with basis 5 to 20 cents lower, ranging from $145 to $160 over September. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 25 to 38 cents lower at 676 to 697, with basis ranging 90 to 112 over September. Soybeans ended sharply lower, ranging from 1519 to 1541, with basis ranging from 90 to 112 over the August. Wheat prices on Friday ended 2 to 5 cents higher at 671 to 675, with basis up 4 to 7 cents, ranging from 10 under to 6 under September. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 10 to 20 cents lower at 680 to 702. These same elevators place their soybean prices sharply lower, ranging from 1512 to 1529. Soft red winter wheat gained 3 cents at 695 to 696, and Milo 20 cents lower for the day at 699 to $7 even. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 475 to 494. New crop soybean bids at 1219 to 1246. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 479 to 496. New crop soybean bids at 1229 to 1247. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 483 up to 499, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1232 up to 1252. That completes our grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are the closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were 121.85, down 7 cents. October live cattle, 126.07, down 35 cents. And December cattle, 128.32, down 12 cents. August feeder cattle were 150.12, no change. September feeder cattle, 152.72, up 17 cents. November feeder cattle, 155.72, up 35 cents. July lean hogs were 102.10, down 7 cents. August lean hogs, 94.90, down 37 cents. And December lean hogs, 81.35, down 10 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 88 cents lower in the range of 90.74 to 103.25, with the weighted average carcass price of 96.01. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 60 to 65. 4 to 5 weights, 61 to 68. 5 to 550 weights, 63 to 70. And 550 pounds and up were 65 to 72. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts and country buying points traded steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $65 to $68. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 4,187 head, and in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $120 to $122.50, and on a dress basis of $190 to $193. Heifers on a live basis traded at $118.05 to $122, and on a dress basis $188 to $193. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with a 288 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $101.48, and that was 73 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $191.53, and that was $119 lower. Select carcasses were $183.67, and that was $1.04 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, slaughter cattle were estimated at 123,000. That compared to 120,000 for last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 402,000. That compared to 414,000 last week and 387,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now time for your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $6.86. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $6.74. July corn delivered to Scottville, $6.84. August corn delivered to Scottville, $6.74. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $15.24. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.21. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.60. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $6.86. Corn at Scottville is $6.84. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.24. And wheat at Scottville is $6.60. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For almost 100 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Our products offer the widest array of flexibility and can be tailored specifically to your operation. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Delivered by professionals who know agriculture, it's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financing needs.
Did you ever see a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 17th. Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield. Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
And part one of the Morning Farm Show has been presented by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue in Litchfield and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Radar weather presented by M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information, technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they're dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient because they're a family operation too. They understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit them on the web at mnmservice.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of need.
Still a few widely scattered pop-up showers have shown up on radar this morning. Partly sunny today. There is a 30% chance of rain of a shower, maybe a pop-up thunderstorm. High of 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70. Partly sunny, 90 tomorrow. Clear skies Tuesday night, low 73. Wednesday, partly sunny, hot, humid, high of 93. We're looking at 95 probably for Thursday and Friday, and then maybe a little bit cooler on Saturday with 92. Right now at the Weather Center, 70 degrees. This update brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
My name's Aaron O'Mullen, and I'm famous for being the biggest tightwad in Warren County. Last year, I watched the entire playoffs on the big screens in Moulton's department store. They were totally cool with it, until I fired up one of their barbecue grills for a little indoor tailgating. Of course, I also save big by going to Casey's. They got everything priced for tightwads like me, just about anything you need.
Right now, get Gatorade, 2 for $2.75. Then get free cheese breadsticks with any large pizza. Not valid with any other offer. Casey's, famous for hot summer deals.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show presented by Bishop Motors in Staunton and Litchfield and by Quality Engine and Machine Shop in Litchfield. And once again, here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Terry. Legislation has been introduced in the House and Senate to help spur new agricultural research by leveraging private dollars to create charitable partnerships between universities and private entities. The Charitable Agricultural Research Act was introduced by Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow and Committee Member John Thune of South Dakota in the Senate, and Representatives Devin Nunes of California and Ron Kind of Wisconsin in the House. The measure would amend the tax code to allow for the creation of new charitable tax-exempt agricultural research organizations. Stabenow says innovation is critical in protecting the health and welfare of our rural communities and expanding our agriculture economy. She notes American agriculture outpaces and outperforms every other nation in the world because of decades of research that allow us to be more efficient with fewer resources. Stabenow calls this a win-win effort that builds on decades of success and momentum by continuing to pursue new research and doing so in a cost-effective way by engaging the private sector. Mild weather is just what the soybean aphids like. Todd Gleason from the University of Illinois has more on this insect pest.
Some insects thrive under hot, dry conditions. Spider mites are a good example. Others, like the soybean aphid, live best when conditions are mild, says University of Illinois Extension entomologist Mike Gray.
And so we see soybean aphid densities often flourish to some extent in some more northern Corn Belt states like Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, that tend to have cooler, more mild growing seasons. Hot, dry conditions that we experienced across much of the Corn Belt last year, particularly in Illinois, we know soybean aphid populations tend not to do quite as well.
This season has been, well, mild for a good portion of the Corn Belt, and soybean aphids in Minnesota and Wisconsin have been busy.
So far, this growing season of 2013, we are beginning to hear some reports from states in Minnesota and Wisconsin that in some fields, soybean aphid numbers are beginning to build. If we continue to have a mild, cool, wet growing season we've experienced so far, I think soybean aphids are definitely an insect to keep an eye on and well worth scouting soybeans as we head into this early part of July.
Here's how a scout should determine if enough soybean aphids are in a field to warrant treating it for the pest.
The threshold that we commonly think about with regard to soybean aphids, about 250 aphids per plant. When you begin to see, 75-80% of plants showing signs of infestation, along with that 250 aphids per plant. That's a point where I think growers really need to at least begin preparing the possibility of using a rescue treatment.
And normally, economic yield loss does not begin until the number of aphids builds to 800 or 900 aphids per plant. The rescue treatment prevents the populations from reaching those high densities. I'm Todd Gleason.
The Farm Service Agency, Sherry V. Gimacco, Senate Executive Director in Illinois, announced an extension of the FSA acreage report deadline. Farmers and landowners have an additional 18 calendar days to submit their annual report of acreage to their local FSA county office, with the deadline extended from Monday, July 15th, to Friday, August 2nd. Only the FSA reporting deadline has been extended. The acreage reporting requirement for crop insurance has not changed and remains July 15th today. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. Thanks for tuning in. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.